worthy of glory and praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a topic that can be spoken about every single Jum'ah for the next 10, 15 or 20 years without fully encompassing every aspect of Taqwa Allah. Because Taqwa Allah comes down to the smallest things. Taqwa Allah comes down to the clothes you wear. Taqwa Allah comes down to the food you eat. Taqwa Allah comes down to the way you walk. Everything you must have Taqwa Allah in it. And I have chosen to break down this major topic into four smaller topics. And as I have said, this khutbah can be said in many different ways for 20 years to come. The four categories are, firstly, أولاً ما هي تقوى الله؟ What is تقوى الله؟ ثانياً الأمر بتقوى الله من الكتاب والسنة. Orders from the Quran and the Sunnah الصحيحة enforcing upon us تقوى الله. Thirdly, فضل تقوى الله في الدنيا والآخرة. Some of the benefits of تقوى الله in this dunya and especially in the Akhirah. And lastly, but not least important, فهم التقوى من فهم السلف لها. Understanding taqwa the way the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and the Tabi'een understood taqwa in order to implement it in our daily lives. This is how important our topic is today. So that the time is not pulled from under our feet, let me begin, insha'Allah, with the first category. ما هي تقوى الله؟ يأتينا الجواب من الحق جل جلاله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al Imran, وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. Be quick in the race for forgiveness from your Lord, forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a garden whose width is that of the heavens and the earth combined. Prepare for أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Prepare for the God conscious, the God fearing. المتقين من هم المتقون؟ يأتينا الجواب. الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. Three characteristics in one ayah for المتقين. Number one, الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء. For they are those who give, whether in prosperity or adversity, whether they have $500 or $5. They give when they have and when they do not have. That's the first one. Secondly, what is another characteristic? الكاظمين الغيظ. Those who restrain their anger. They have anger, but they restrain it. That's number two. What's number three? وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. They do not just restrain their anger, but they have afwa. They pardon men. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And Allah loves those who do good deeds. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And the next ayah comes later on and says, والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. Three more characteristics. Those who, if they have some, who they have, if they have done something to be ashamed of, or have wronged their own soul, ظلموا أنفسهم, what do? This is the fourth characteristic. ذكروا الله. They bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to their memory. They remember Allah. They remember there will be a day where they will be held accountable. ذكروا الله. Not just that, and number five, واستغفروا لذنوبهم. And they ask for forgiveness. Not just say, oh Allah, but they ask for forgiveness along with it. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And who is there to forgive their sins except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the last characteristic, number six, وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they do not keep going in the wrong once they are told this is wrong. This is very important, because you can come to a brother and you will tell him, this is wrong. اتق الله. Fear Allah. And he will not listen. He would go headlong into his wrong. This is why the last characteristic is that they, once they know something is wrong, they stop. They stop. What is their reward? أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة. مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري. وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين. For them, there is a reward of forgiveness from their Lord, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and gardens with rivers flowing underneath, and gardens with rivers flowing underneath, an eternal dwelling. They will be there forever. An eternal dwelling. How excellent a reward for those who work and strive. Verily, how excellent a reward for those who work and strive. This is your reward for being min al-muttaqeen. And now, to understand these verses more, we look into to what a person who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about him. خُذُوا الْقُرْآنَ مِنْ أَرْبَعٍ. Take and learn the Quran from four people. Al-Hadith al-Bukhari. Learn the Quran from four people. وَبَدَأَ بِعَبْدُ اللَّهِ إِبْنِ مَسْعُودِ. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. What did he say about taqwa Allah? يقول Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. التَّقْوَى هِيَ أَنْ يُطَاعَ اللَّهُ فَلَا يُعْصَى وَأَنْ يُذْكَرَ فَلَا يُنْسَى وَأَنْ يُشْكَرَ فَلَا يُكْفَرَ. أَنْ يُطَاعَ اللَّهُ فَلَا يُعْصَى. That you follow Allah's laws so that you will not disobey Him. You follow Allah's laws so that you won't disobey Him. وَأَنْ يُذْكَرَ فَلَا يُنْسَى. And that you remember, constant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you will never forget about Him. You will never forget there's a day where you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing he said, وَأَنْ يُشْكَرَ فَلَا يُكْفَرَ. And that you are always giving shukr to Allah, thanking Allah for His ni'am, for the clothes you wear, for the home you live in, for your job, for your children, for your money, for your car, so that you will never disbelieve in Allah. Because disbelief comes when you forget somebody, when you forget Allah has given you what you already have. This is when disbelief comes in. And now we will come into the second category, which is al-amr bi taqwa Allah min al-kitab wa sunnah. Order from the Quran and sunnah concerning taqwa Allah. Firstly, from the Quran, the verse I recited in the iftitah of the khutbah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And he who believes. Fear Allah, the fear that He is most deserving of. And do not die unless you are in a state of Islam. Do not die unless you are in a state of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a verse that the Prophet, every single khutbah and lecture, used to recite. This is how important it is to remind brothers and sisters of taqwallah. To this, an Imam Ahmad and an Imam Shafi'i in their madhahib have said, unless the khatib gives an order of taqwallah, gives incitement to taqwallah in his khutbah, the khutbah is not complete. See how important taqwallah is? And now we move to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجة الوداع في حجة الوداع اتقوا الله fear Allah. And now look what he said after this صلى الله عليه وسلم وصلوا خمسكم وصوموا شهركم وأدوا زكاة أموالكم وأطيعوا أمراءكم تدخلوا جنة ربكم. والحديث رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered them to have fear of Allah, and then he ordered them to pray. And then he ordered them to fast their month, Ramadan. And then he ordered them to pay the zakah that is due on their money. And then he told them to obey their leaders. And then he told them, you will enter the Jannah of Allah if you do this thing. See how important taqwallah is? Because unless you have taqwallah, you are not really praying. It is either nifaq, you have no ikhlas. This is why taqwallah is important. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لمعاذ يا معاذ اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها. والحديث رواه الإمام أحمد والترمذي والدارمي والطبراني في الكبير وهو حديث حسن. بالتطابق صلى الله عليه وسلم told معاذ O معاذ fear Allah wherever you are, in Canada or in Mecca, in Pakistan or in Egypt, wherever you are. وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها, and follow the sin that you have committed with a good deed, and the good deed will cancel out the bad deed. And the hadith, it is with an isnad that is good. It has been narrated by Imam Ahmad and al-Tirmidhi and al-Darimi and al-Tabrani. The hadith is good. Now this will bring us to our third category. تقوى الله في الدنيا وفي الآخرة. Listen to some of the benefits of taqwallah in this dunya and in the akhirah, all in one ayah. Surah Al-Anfal, ayah number 29. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us with the most beloved name he has for us. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. This is the name that our heart should vibrate from. He is calling us with our name tag. O ye who believe. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تتقوا الله. Listen to the wording. If you fear Allah, إن تتقوا الله, what will you get? يجعل لكم فرقانا. This is one of the things for our dunya. Allah will cause for us a way to judge between what is right and what is wrong. A furqan, fitra, my brothers and sisters. Fitra is to do what is right without anybody telling you this is right, do it. And fitra is also to not do what is wrong without anybody telling you this is wrong, do not do it. You know because you have taqwallah that this is wrong, I cannot do it. And you know this is right, I should do it. الفطرة. إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا. He will cause for you a way to judge between what is right and what is wrong. What is right and what is wrong. And this is what we are most meaning of today. You can be walking in the street and commit zina. العينان تزنيان وزناهما البصر. You're walking in the street and you're committing zina. Why? Your two eyes commit zina by looking, by staring. Why? Your taqwa is not there. You see how important taqwa Allah. Remember I said in the khutbah, in the sari, it comes down to you walking in the street, to the clothes you wear. To the clothes you wear. If you're a brother or a sister, some brothers forget that we must cover. And some sisters forget that the hijab is for them, for their purity. This is a result of taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. He will cause for you a way to see what is right and what is wrong. This is for the dunya. There's two more characteristics in one ayah. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us after this? وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. Listen to the beauty of taqwa Allah. If you fear Allah, Allah will remove your sins. I'm not saying forgive them yet. Allah is going to remove your sins because of taqwa Allah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. And then Allah will forgive you for even committing the sin. He's going to remove the sin from you and then forgive you for even committing it in the first place. All because of taqwa Allah. The consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes down to every aspect of our life. These are the last two things. That Allah will remove your sins in the akhirah. And then He will forgive you for even committing them in the first place. And I will sit down now, inshallah, for jilfat al-istiraha. And when I stand up, I will continue with the last, but not the least important, the understanding of taqwa Allah, the way the sahaba and the tabi'een, radwanullahi alayhim, understood taqwa Allah in order to implement it. Understanding taqwa, the way the sahaba and the tabi'een, and the tabi'een understood taqwa. Why is this important? The reason this is so important is because the Sahaba saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with their own eyes. They saw the way he had taqwa. And in turn, the Tabi'een saw the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim who had seen the Prophet. And in turn, the Tabi'een saw the Tabi'een. These were the best three generations of this ummah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith which is sahih, the best of generations is my generation. It's the Prophet's generation, him and the Sahaba. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. Then the generation right after them, which is the Tabi'een. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, which is the Tabi'een. The best three generations this dunya has seen since the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is how important it is أن نقتدي بهم, that we follow what they have set for us. فَكَانَ الصَّلَفْ رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ. They used to say, قال أحد السلف, التقوى هي أن تعمل. Listen. أن تعمل بطاعة الله على نور من الله ترجو ثواب الله. ترجو ثواب الله. وأن تترك معصية الله على نور من الله تخشى عقاب الله. Did you hear? Listen to these poetic words. It is, taqwa is, to follow what Allah, to obey Allah's orders on the enlightenment, on the guidance, on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah. On the enlightenment, على نور من الله ترجو ثواب الله, in hope of Allah's reward. And it is also أن تترك معصية الله, that you withdraw from committing sins against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with also the guidance of Allah, على نور من الله. Because you would not know this is against Allah unless you had learned it from Allah or the Prophet himself صلى الله عليه وسلم. على نور من الله تخشى عقاب الله, in fear of Allah's punishment, in fear of Allah's punishment. So it is to obey Allah's order on the enlightenment of Allah, on the enlightenment of Allah, in hope of Allah's reward. And it is also to withdraw from committing sins against Allah with the enlightenment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fear of Allah's punishment. And listen to these words that Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said. A man came and asked Abu Huraira, ما هي التقوى؟ فقال أبو هريرة للسائل هل سلكت طريقا ذا شوك في يوم من الأيام؟ فقال الرجل نعم. فقال أبو هريرة فماذا صنعت؟ فقال كنت إذا رأيت الشوك عدلت عنه أو تجاوزت باحتراس. فقال أبو هريرة ذاك التقوى. أبو هريرة asked, what is taqwa? He answered the man with a question. Abu Huraira told him, have you ever walked in a road that is full of thorns and things that could prick you and hurt you and injure you? The man said, yes. Abu Huraira told him, what did you do when you were walking this road? The man said, well, I swerved, or I would cross it with extreme caution. Abu Huraira told him, this is the same understanding of taqwa. That's a taqwa. That when you see shaitan in your face, you know you are going to school and shaitan is there. He can be there. You know you're going to work and shaitan is there. You know you're walking in the street and shaitan is surely there. What do you do? That's a taqwa. This is taqwa. What do? You swerve away from it. As best as you can. And if you cannot, you cross it, you go through it with the extreme, the utmost caution. Why? Because you fear Allah. You fear committing a sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is taqwa. Just like if one of us brothers or sisters steps on a piece of glass, he might stand on one foot, his foot might bleed from a glass which is maybe 1 centimeter thick. A piece of glass, and it hurts so much. This is the same understanding with a small sin. A small sin can give you so much pain in this dunya and in the akhirah. You see how taqwa is so important in our day and in our daily life. You see what it comes down to? As I said, walking in the street, you must have taqwa Allah. And I am talking to myself before I'm talking to any one of you brothers or sisters. As Sheikh Jabra said, I go to high school in Canada. It is important to raise your children with taqwa Allah, to educate them on the basics of Islam, on the basics of Hadith and Quran and Sunnah, to teach them. They go to school for 7 or 8 hours a day. They're influenced for 8 hours out of 24 a day, and there's 10 hours to sleeping. How many hours does that leave you to save them from this society? Count it up, my brothers and sisters. And this is not including the time they sit in front of the TV, or they eat, or while they're in the bathroom. Count how many hours. You might have 2 hours. At the most, if you're not including their homework time. Count how many hours, for how many months a year they're in school. ذاك التقوى. This is taqwa. ذاك التقوى. And in conclusion, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to leave you with a bushra, a glad tidings, wa'amal, and hope for the future. And I know many brothers out here and sisters will say, what hope and what glad tidings is this brother talking about? Ayyu bushra wa ayyu amal, when the masajids are being destroyed because it's a masjid. أي بشرى وأي أمل because you are labeled Muslim you should die. أي بشرى وأي أمل when my sisters and my mothers in Islam are being killed and raped because they have a name which is Khadija or Fatima. أي بشرى, what glad tidings do you have for me? And I will answer them with full yaqeen. And I will say, look around you today. Look around you today. And now think back 15 years ago. How many sisters did you see on the street wearing their beautiful hijab proudly? How many? 15 years ago. And I will answer them again and I will say, how many schools permitted their students to play dhuhr and jum'ah in school? 15 years ago. And this is the bushra. And this is the glad tidings. And this is the amal of the future. But we cannot leave it at that. We cannot leave it at this level. We must educate our children, and I must educate myself. Everybody has to educate himself in order to know what an iman is, what taqwa is. As I said, you could talk about this khutbah for 20 years, the same topic, 20 years to come, and you will never encompass it. Taqwa Allah. And I will leave you with saying, if any of you brothers or sisters have a small amount of taqwa, make it right. Give sadaqah. Pray nafl prayer. Keep constant to do. Fast Mondays and Thursdays. Hang around with the Muslims. Do not hang around by yourself. Stay as close as you can to the Muslim community. That's a taqwa. This is also taqwa. We must help one another in reaching piety, in reaching the level that we will be min al-muhtaneen, in reaching the level where we could truly say we are al-muhtaqeen, in hoping of Allah's Jannah. And I will leave you by saying that if your iman and if your taqwa is already high, لا تقر بنفسك. Do not think, oh, I have iman and I have taqwa. Iman and taqwa can be here today. They can be here in the masjid. Once you step out the masjid, they're gone. They leave you. Just like how you take your clothes off, it can leave you that way too. This is also taqwa. Not to feel proud, oh, I have taqwa, but to work and keep on increasing your taqwa.